Joining us now is Dallas Seymour, one of New Zealand rugby's sevens' longest serving players and a former All Black. Kia ora to you, Dallas.
Kia ora, Colin. How are you going this morning?
Very well. Let's talk about New Zealand first before we get to Fiji, which we've heard a bit about this morning. It was still a great effort by New Zealand to get the silver. What did you think of their campaign?
Oh, look, I think they had a really good campaign. I mean, the lead-up, I don't know what the lead-up was like, and obviously they did the week before they got over to the Olympics. But their whole campaign during the tournament, they played really well. They got tested, you know, a couple of times, which set them up well for the quarters, semis, and final, particularly against Fiji. Argentina and Australia. So they had a really good build up and had probably good mindset, and everything was flowing really well for them moving into the final. Just that the final didn't sort of quite go their way, unfortunately. But yeah, they looked really good, and I really loved the style they were playing. And it exposed all the teams when they got it going, and just played really good seven, so great to see.
So that's something to look forward to for the future. Was it a case that Fiji was just simply untouchable? Are they in another league?
No, I don't think they're in another league. I mean, we've had some great tussles with Fiji over the years. And for me personally, you know, having a Fiji-New Zealand final is probably one of the best finals you'll ever have in sevens rugby, given the tussles we've had in the past. It came down to we didn't quite execute as well as we could have. You know, we made probably three mistakes, three small errors in defence in that first half, and just gave Fiji that little edge on the scoreboard, and it just gave us a bit more of a we're playing a bit more of a catch-up game. And when you get into that mindset, especially with finals only being 14 minutes, it does play on your mind sometimes, but again, Fiji just executed really well. They took their opportunities, and we did as well. You know, when they presented themselves, we just made maybe one or two uncharacteristic errors, which can happen in finals rugby sometimes. And Fiji took their opportunities, and big ups to them. They played really well.
Do you think for the next Olympics, New Zealand needs to look at trying to perhaps entice a couple of the big stars from the 15s game over? I know that Caleb Clark was in the reserves, or the part of the reserves, but is that part of the problem, or do we have enough of the specialist players to get the job done?
Well, based on the performance last night, again, if the guys had been a little bit tidier, the game was there for the taking, and again, they'll be disappointed. But look, I don't think it's a matter of having to pull on all the big guns, because when trying to make that transition from 15 to 7 can be quite difficult. And Caleb Clark is a fantastic player, but he didn't quite have the goods to make the team. And looking at what they had at the team they had over there at the Olympics in Japan, they had the guys, they took them through to the final. And again, it was just uncharacteristic errors by our team. I think what we do need to have is, get an edge on the rest of the world is having some a decent domestic sevens competition where our guys can be tested, they can play a lot more sevens and be different to what the rest of the world is doing. They get away. Now, we've still got a centralised program. Everyone's got a centralised program. But the difference, like in Fiji, for instance, they're playing sevens tournaments all the time. So you've always got seven specialists. We've got to try and develop guys who have genuinely played 15s most of the time, and I've got to transition across to 7. So I think having a season somewhere, and I think it could be at the start of the year, for instance, just have a season where guys are playing 7, so they can actually learn and play and get tested.
Yeah.
And these young guys can come up and actually develop themselves.
Just finally, Dallas, I mean, for the game itself, cementing itself in the Olympics, I mean, a lot of other countries put a lot of money into this, don't they? You've got Great Britain taking it very seriously, Argentina doing well, some of the African countries doing well, Canada, the USA. So sevens is a pretty established sport now. You'd be pretty happy about that.
Yeah, look, all the countries that, you know, back in the vault 10 years ago, 15 years ago, would have been easy beat, as it were, because now it's now in the Olympics, and as you say, those countries are putting the investment in. People are getting better. I mean, even in the quarterfinals, you know, there's some tough games there. Could have gone either way. And ordinarily, you'd say, like, South Africa would be there. And Great Britain was there, but I think one of the things that sort of let them down was they had the mixed team that didn't have the combinations. But, yeah, the competition is really tight. And we see that throughout the World 7 Series over the last number of years. And I think it's really good for the competitiveness of
it
the
is
game.
Indeed.
And it entices other countries to get involved in the game as well.
Dallas Seymour, Sevens legend for New Zealand, thank you very much for your time this morning.